You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I just want to stop and just take a deep breath and just breathe into your heart and just release it slowly. And I always say today is a good day because this is the day that we were given. We were given another day to be our best self, to make those changes necessary in our thinking, in our emotions, in our daily habits, to really be our best selves and really strive to love ourselves unconditionally. And that really is key. So many of us really through this whole pandemic have been really struggling with just finding meaning, finding purpose, and really moving forward. And I just want you to know that the fact that you're here, alive and breathing, means that you have meaning, you have purpose, and you are loved unconditionally. And your purpose is to really give that love back in however those special gifts show up in your life for you. And so, I am still advocating for anyone out there who's really ready to take the step to change and really make a step in make a choice in changing themselves and really moving out of this place of stuckness. Reach out to me. I am available to coach you. I'm available to provide that therapy and support along your journey. So please reach out to me at healthyminds.expert. You know, I'm a daily advocate and user of CBD. So if you're dealing with anxiety, stress, insomnia, depression, loss of focus, pain, you can get relief right now from CBD. And CBD is short for cannabidiol. It is a cannabinoid. Every human walking has an endocannabinoid system, and we have receptors in every organ of our body who takes in CBD to help create that homeostasis and balance that we all need and deserve as we're kind of continuing on our journey. And so with that, I just want to encourage you to try CBD. It doesn't get you high. It's legal in all 50 states, and it comes from the hemp plant. It is not marijuana. And so again, go to my website to learn more about it, healthyminds.expert. Again, this is Dr. Erica, and I am excited. I have back with me for the second time the producer, Yoichi Utebi. And I have to say, the last time Yoichi was here, he was bringing us Twice Born, another movie, and it is powerful. So his new movie, the new film from Japan, is The Cherry Bushido, and it really is an amazing movie. I was just telling him, I'm nail biting before our interview today, and it lands at the perfect time to remind us to re-examine our convictions and our spiritual fortitude in the face of today's daunting challenges. And so I love this movie, and I'm so glad that he's bringing it here to our country. And Yoichi Utebi is a producer. He's a world lecturer for happy science. He was born in Japan in 1968. Utebi grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, in New York City. He was raised in a rare Japanese Christian family. He was deeply touched by Muslim culture and the beauty of Lebanon during his formative years in Beirut. However, the Middle East also exposed Yutebi to the horrors of war as he and his family dodged bullets and bombings before fleeing to London and back to Japan, leaving everything behind in a sudden evacuation. And in the seventh grade, Yutebi moved to New York for 10 years, where he was exposed to friends from multiple cultures and ethnicities. His rock band produced a popular album and gained quite a following in the city before Yutebi decided to forego his musical pursuits and return to Japan. And after 12 years of experience in marketing and senior management at various American IT companies in Japan, Yutebi joined Happy Science in 2010, where he quickly rose to Director of International Communications. And Yutebi is currently a minister and world lecturer of Happy Science and a producer on the Cherry Bushido film from Japan. And so I just want to welcome you, Yoichi, here and just thank you. Thank you for sharing this story with us. And I'm excited to learn more.
Thank you so much for having me back again. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
So tell us, what is the meaning of Cherry Bushido? That's the name of the movie.
Sure, sure. Actually, in Japanese, direct translation, the Japanese title's direct translation to English is a Patriot Girl, Crimson Bushido. So there's both those two meanings coming together became the Cherry Bushido. And cherry has a crimson, deep red color. But also, as you can see this way, right? Behind me, there's a poster, it's a cherry blossom and also Mount Fuji. It's like a symbol of Japan. So cherry blossom is a symbol of Japan. It's also a symbol of Bushido as well. And also a reflection of a woman, girl. So Patriot Girl, it's a girl's movie, heroine girl. And also, so that's cherry. So Bushido, I don't know how many, I realize not many people know the actual meaning of Bushido. I thought many people would know, but not many. So Bushido is like, it's similar to chivalry, or I think if I say code of samurai, samurai's way of life, I think people kind of get an idea of, oh, it's a Japanese thing, right? Like martial art and those kind of things. It's very similar. So it's a code of, you know, it's the way of life, how to live through as the warrior. And so that is Bushido. So Cherry Bushido is those like a Japanese spirit, the girls, and also the Bushido spirit all coming together. So that's the meaning of the title.
I love it. And, you know, of course, I love the female heroine in the movie, you know, because it's powerful and strong, but also gentle and spiritual. And tell us about these three maxims to live by.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean, okay. So can I just quickly tell you about the story?
Absolutely.
Of
yes. Tell us the story.
So the story is about there's a college student, it's a girl. Okay, her name is Shizuka. She's like a number one champion of kendo in Japan. So she's a very powerful, very Japanese, like traditional Japanese Bushido spirit girl, which is very rare nowadays. And there is a attack from a neighboring country, Sodora country. There's a missile hitting Japan near the ocean. So there's a danger of a Japan extinction. So she one day meet different people and wake up as her own mission, awaken to her mission that she is the one to save Japan. So she stands up with other friends, and there's the evil existence in the spiritual world who's possessed to this Sodora country. So they go out of their body into a spiritual world and fight this bad demon and try to save the country of Japan. So that's like a basic story of the movie. So there's a lot of good messages and important messages that we need today in this world, because we are in a premature turbulence world today. So the movie has a very good guidepost for the mind and for how to live through this turbulent time. So these are three the maxims you talked about. This is like a basic idea of what the Bushido spirit is all about, right? So one first important message in this movie is about, it's called One Day, One Life. It's very core idea of Bushido spirit. One day, one life means live each day as if it is your last day. It's simple as that. Live each day as if it's your last day. That means if you wake up in the morning, let's say you are going to finish your life on earth. Okay? We have eternal life, by the way, just to be sure. But if you finish your life on earth, 7 p.m. tonight, okay? What is it that you regret that before you go back to heaven, the things that you regret that you haven't done on earth? I think if you just think about it, just sit back and relax and think about the things that you would regret if you're going to go back to heaven in 4 or 5 hours from here, I think there's a lot of things that you're going to regret. So, you know, that means you're wasting your time because you could have done those things. Okay. So one day, one life means when you wake up in the morning, don't waste your time. You know, you don't got to be so strict about it. It's just that let's not waste our time. Think about the things you can do for yourself and also for others that will bring other people happy, bring you happiness, and make everybody happier day. Just think about what you can do. And there's a lot of things you can do. So before you go back to sleep, you can think, you know, back. So how was my day? Did I live up to my life today? Okay. If you continue doing that every single day, eventually there's no reason why your life cannot turn into a better cycle and bring happiness to you. So one day, one life is a very, very important philosophy, a way of thinking in Bushido. And this movie has that main pillar as one day, one life. So once you live your day as one day, one life, then what happens, like, you know, we believe that your thoughts determines your future. In other words, what you think is who you are. Okay. So if you live your day as much as possible, okay, to the fullest, and always think positively, there's no way, again, things are going to turn out much better. But if you think negatively every day, of course, things are not going to turn better because things are going to become negative because what you think is going to, your thoughts going to manifest to the world eventually. So it's really important that you have that kind of a positive mindset, okay, while you live through your disturbance time. And another maximum is that it's about face fear secretly and fiercely. In other words, we have fear. Okay, fear comes from inner self, and especially in nowadays, there's a lot of fear towards the future because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay, and so you live each day to maximum, and always understand that what you think is going to become who you are. So, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of fear, but fear is just a delusion. So the only way you can beat this fear is by taking action. So just step forward, make another action, another new step forward every day, and the fear is gonna go, it's gonna disappear because it's illusion, and the wheel of life is gonna start to turn into a better direction. And we understand it's difficult years, you know, days, especially not just about COVID and what's happening around the world with the war, but in everything, those things affect our everyday life, you know, from morning to night, every single day. I just came back from Japan. I was in São Paulo, Brazil. I just came back a few days ago. I was there only for 10 days. Okay, 10 days. And when I came back, the gas price was like up higher and higher. I was like, oh my God, it's only been 10 days and I live in Los Angeles now and it's just crazy. Those things, you know, I mean, it affects our life, you know, it really does, and it kind of pile up on us, and hopefully things will turn out better, but we don't know, okay, from where we are heading at right now. So I think whatever happens around us, all the turbulences that's going to happen around the storm, most important thing is to try to keep your positive mindset as much as possible, okay, because that's what's going to keep you you know, stay online, stay on the path, because and that's really, you know, this core idea and core engine of Bushido spirit is all about. So this short summary, that's what this movie is about.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And there's one part in the movie where I think he says it or she says, if you change your belief, or your belief in yourself can change your destiny.
Right.
Your belief in yourself mm-hmm. can change your destiny. And yep. so as you're talking, you really want to believe good.
That's
about
right.
yourself, believe lovingly about yourself, and yep. believe that you have the power within you
mm-hmm.
to really face any fear that you might
That's
have.
That's right.
Because what I love too is in the movie, they're connected to a higher spiritual mm-hmm. being, a higher consciousness
That's right. That's right.
that helps guide them.
Yep.
So even though you think you might be alone, there is something greater
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that we can't see.
Yep.
But it's powerful and it's moving you mm-hmm. forward to a place that, you know, is where you're supposed to be, to a place where you're safe, to a place where you're happy, to a yep. place where, you know, again, you can share your gifts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, in the movie, the God's name is called Ame no Miyoyagami. I don't think anybody can repeat after me, right? But it's Ame no Miyoyagami. It's supposed to be like an ancient god of Japan. Like 30,000 years ago, there's be a dynasty, and that god used to be, you know, the god of Japan. And so this organization, they worship this Ame no Miyoyagami, and everything kind of comes down from this energy, the energy field of spirituality. And a lot of people who are sensitive to those energy, I think they'll feel it when they watch the movie, like there's something out there, like it just feels so powerful, but yet so heartwarming, and so like you feel very protected kind of image, right? So yeah, we also wanted to portray, to make sure that Bushido spirit is something that is code of samurai's way, but at the very bottom of it, there has to be a belief, you know, faith. And that's the bottom line. You need to have something that is to be believe in higher energy, because that's the only way we human beings can become more humble. You know, you look at the world today, everybody's justice. They have their own justice. Country have their own justice. Political party have their own justice. Individuals, we all have our own justice. So, you know, it's so difficult to see what is real justice and what is not real, right? Because from this side, this is the truth. And from this side, this is the truth. So what is the truth? You know, how can we figure this out? And that's where we are. The world is at the end where, like, we just can't figure this out anymore. So you have to really go deep inside yourself and really find the true nature in yourself that connects everybody together as a one source. So that's very important. And it's such a difficult topic that we face today. But if we don't believe in those something that's higher than us, we are going to be so arrogant, and we're just going to continue on with what's happening. And the misunderstanding of each other is the cause of any kind of conflict. It could be the fight between me and my friend. It could be a fight between country and country, and it doesn't matter how big the size is, the small or big it is. It's all about misunderstanding or not understanding, not trying to understand each other. It's a very, very difficult topic. If you start getting to it, it's so difficult, but we have to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't just look away. Yeah, so
that's what we talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and having that compassion, because, you know, like you said, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, mm-hmm. but we can have compassion to understand each other's truth.
That's right. That's right.
So that I don't have to win, or I don't
That's
have to
right.
be the only right one.
That's right. That's right.
I'm right and you're wrong. And so That's many right. of relationships will sever because someone wants to be right or someone wants to be
That's
wrong.
Right. That's right.
And all we need to do is understand and have compassion mm-hmm. that
yeah.
your truth is your truth, and it's
yep.
okay
mm-hmm.
and mine is mine mm-hmm. and we can
yep.
respect that. It's
right.
that mutual respect
yep.
and compassion.
Right. Yeah, the only thing you have to be really careful with that is, like, if the person has a evil intention or not, That's, you know, if the person has evil intention, then you have to be careful because you don't want to accept that evil intention. So then again, this person might say, no, this is not the evil thing, but from other people, it looks like evil. You know, and then again, there's a difference between the understanding of what is justice. So it's a very, very difficult topic, but I think human beings to progress through the future, to bring this planet Earth a better place to live and be more beautiful.
Right.
This is something we all have to like in the endeavor and tackle and go over, you know, as a history. I don't know how many thousands of years it's going to take us. Hopefully Earth would stay with us. he won't say, you know, guys, human beings, I think it's enough. Let's just restart everything. I don't want that to happen, you know? Nobody wants that to happen. So it's still challenging. So
can you talk a little bit about the eight codes of Bushido?
Oh, sure. So there's, you know, there's seven codes of Bush, seven
okay.
code of seven virtue for seven virtue virtues of Bushido. If you
okay.
look up
seven,
you know,
virtues.
Google, seven virtues, there's a lot of websites and a lot of things, because it's like a base of a martial art, like
okay.
you know, karate and judo. So, but I intentionally say eight virtues because there's one virtue that's really important that is missing on the website today. So the one is, of course, righteousness. We've been talking about what is right, what is justice, and what is not. Okay. Second is the courage. Again, if you need to be, sometimes you need to be courageous to speak up and take action. What you think is right, hopefully is the right. I mean, justice right, hopefully. But either way, you gotta be courageous about it. And also you need to have respect. You need to have respect to others. That's like a basic foundation of communication with other people. We just talked about understanding each other, right? So having respect is very important in Bushido spirit. And of course, number four is compassion. It's about love. We all know love is not to take from others, but it is to give and give. If we give each other, there shouldn't be anything that's going wrong. It's so simple, but it's just so difficult because we human beings are so egoistic. It's so sad. But that's the truth. And number five, honesty and sincerity. You have to be honest, you know. No lying, don't cheat on others, no excuses, okay? Always keep your promises. That's the only way you can gain trust from others. If you do that to each other, there should be a mutual, you know, good relationship again from just by being honest to each other. And number six is the honor. I think this is a very important aspect of Japanese spirit. It's like, it's a nobility. It's like a high morality, integrity, you know. Let's not be dishonest, and let's not be shameful and, you know, be disgraced about what you do, the things you do, that things you think and things you talk, right? Let's always be, keep that honor in yourself. And number seven is loyalty. So loyality means, I think, it's kind of a little bit difficult, but I think in today's modern world, loyalty is to do things for or act for others before you act for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in old days, you had the boss, samurai boss, and you had to always be loyal to this boss, shogun, we call him. But nowadays, it's not about you and your company's boss. It's more about yourself and other people. So I would say, you know, just act upon the things that you would do for others first before you do for yourself. It's always important you take care of yourself, of course, but think about others beforehand. So these are the seven basic, like, royal code or virtue of Bushido. But there's one important thing, very, very important missing. That is, again, I've been talking about this, on the very, very baseline, we need to have faith.
Mm.
Now, we need to have faith in order. This is number one to seven. It's very three-dimensional ways that you can do, but if you want to get really deeper and be really spiritual Bushido person, you need to have that understanding of accepting the higher energy that is really, you know, helping us to live through our lives. So that's like eight virtues of Bushido
spirit. I love that. And I do agree that faith is essential, because
yeah.
without the belief, without that strong faith,
yep.
that something better is why we're experiencing what we're experiencing. If something, some greater good is going to come through our challenges, through our suffering, through our journeys, then it makes it all worth it.
That's right. That's right. True. That's the only way you can become selfless. If you know there's something higher than you, bigger than you. If you don't, then you're going to start thinking about yourself and what I want to do and how I want to be. It's good to think that to become successful, of course, we all want to be successful. But as long as you have that faith in you, you know, the greater things is always with you and helping you, you can become so humble and become selfless. That's how some people are just so selfless and they just want to help others. And for other people, they're going to think, why is he always trying to help others? Like, why don't you do something for yourself? But that person probably doesn't have the true faith. He doesn't know what it means to feel that way, because that's the most happiness, you know, the feeling that you're doing something for others and for the greater good. And that's the true happiness that really, really comes from deep inside of you. And that's what we want to teach, you know, spread the world, you know, through happy science as well, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I love the movie, because I think the movie gives you that sense of faith too, because they're living in a time where they're being, it's like they're being attacked without even knowing they're being attacked.
Yep.
And when you're coming under attack, you have to have faith that you can rise above and that you can fight or whatever it is that you need to do to persevere and to keep surviving and move forward. And and I love that theme. It's kind of like she has to tap into that faith, tap into that belief, tap into that higher power. And then through that she destroys the evil. Energy.
So in the movie she received this huge sword from ancient, you know, ancient times, and she received it from you know, the Ame no Miyagami, the ancient god of Japan in the story. But you know, because she's connected, tapped into the higher spiritual energy, she was able to receive this very precious sword from ancient Japan. And this sword is the only sword that can really defeat this evil. And without that sword, she can't defeat it, right? So it all kind of comes together. You know, the faith is what breaks through all the difficulties in your life. It's just a metaphor of the sword is a metaphor. But for us, if you look at it in reality, the faith is what breaks through all the difficulties and hardships that we have in your life. Yeah.
Thank you. I love it so much. So can you tell the listeners when the movie is coming out and where they can learn more about the movie, about you and Happy Science?
Sure. So the Cherry Bushido is actually being released from March 11th, Friday, into ten locations in the U.S. and two locations in Canada. So it's going to be really limited. But like in New York, San Francisco, LA, Orange, Florida, Texas, all those are major cities we're going to hit. And it's going to start from March 11th, but it will go on weekly in different locations. You can check out if you're living in some area close. You can go to cherrybushidomovie.com. Cherry Bushido, just put movie after it, cherrybushidomovie.com, and you get to see all the trailer, introduction about the movie, and also where it's playing, where and when it's playing in the city, in the States. Also, we will be releasing VOD and DVD later this year. So again, if you're so interested and you want to watch it, but you have no access, just send us an email. I want to watch it. I'm going to do the best I can do to show you the movie. There's different ways I can show you the movie. So please just shoot us an email, a text, and information that you want to see the movie.
And I'll put the movie .com, the cherrybushidomovie.com link in the description.
That'd be great.
So I just want to thank you so much for coming back. Yoishi Utebi, it's just I love the movies, I love the message, and I really appreciate you bringing this to the screen, because I think it really speaks to the faith and the courage and the time that we're in right now. And It's just right on time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's a very difficult time to go through. Let's everybody hang in there. Okay. God's always watching over us, definitely. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay,
thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Speak to you again.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.